The union that's trying to organize University of Alaska staff says that UAF's refusal to deliver some 1,200 letters to UAF staff is just the latest of several obstacles that the university has thrown in the path of the organizing effort. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Alaska State Employees Association Local 52 leaders say they're still waiting for university officials to explain why the UAF Mail Services Center won't deliver ASEA letters to staff at the Fairbanks campus. Local 52 business manager Sam Rhodes says there didn't seem to be a problem with mailrooms at UAA and other campuses around the state delivering the other half of the 2,400 letters that the union sent out last month to university staff. Statewide.
Over 1,200 of those that went to Fairbanks didn't make their intended destinations, but 1,100 of them across Alaska from Ketchikan to Kotzebue managed to make it to the mailboxes of the staff employees. So clearly the university has a very unusual way of distributing mail.
Rhodes says ASEA received more than 1,200 of those letters back on November 28th from UAF Mail Services, all stamped with return to sender, insufficient address. The letters contained an ASEA pitch on how Local 52 could help staff negotiate to limit health care cost increases and other union organizing information. University spokeswoman Kate Ripley says there's a simple explanation, and that is UAF's Mail Services Center is a contract postal station that operates under different regulations than those under which the mailrooms at the other campuses operate. The regs allow UAF Mail Services to refuse to deliver batches of mail that have different names and the same post office box number.
They did all have one P.O. box, so they weren't correctly addressed under the regs that govern post offices, and so they were sent back.
But Rhodes says postal officials he's talked with have told him that the letters are deliverable.
I don't know. I just can't buy that explanation at all.
Rhodes says he'd like to resubmit the letters, but hasn't heard any response to his complaints from the university. So Rhodes says Local 52 will include the incident as part of the union's unfair labor practices complaint against the university. The local filed the complaint in April with the Alaska Labor Relations Agency after the university imposed restrictions on union organizers. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.